and you are now in the zone with Zay and Trey. I'm Trey. Zay is not here. But we do have two co-hosts here with me today. We have Olivia.
Yo, what it do, guys? This is Liv from Something to Do with Liv and Ben. Tune in on my show tomorrow from... Can't get it? Okay. Tomorrow from 8 to 9. We in here.
And we also have Val in the building.
What's good? I'm Val. I'm back. I was hosting the last show that Zay wasn't here. Check me on my YouTube channel at Val Perry.
Okay.
You sound so aggressive. So aggressive.
Okay.
No please, no thank you, no how y'all doing, no nothing. Just aggressive.
I mean, they know me.
Do they really?
Yeah, they know me.
Do they really?
What do they know about you?
What do they know about you?
What they know about
that
you?
That I vlogged this junk last time.
Oh, yeah, she did. I forgot. Anyways, today shall be an interesting show, as I always say. However, it can only be as interesting as we put into it. Okay?
Okay.
So, I'm going to play some music and let y'all get y'all heads together.
And, what you going to play, Trey? What you
going
to play, Trey?
Such an abstract.
I got the tunes. I recently listened to some new music that I like.
By who? Who that?
It's a number of different artists that I like. But this song particular... No. Matter of fact, I got something for y'all. If y'all know me, y'all know that I love Chance, right?
Jesus.
And last week, he went on BBC America. And he did a cover of Drake's Feel No Ways. I don't know if y'all heard it. Mm. But we're going to listen to it today.
Is it clean, child?
Yeah, it's clean.
All
right. It's clean. Because I listened to it about 10 times already.
Jesus.
Well, 10 is an understatement.
But you probably listened to it like 20 for real.
I did. But that's what we're going to get into y'all for first. First, we're going to let y'all listen to that. So here it go. Chance. Drake's cover of Feel No Ways.
Enjoy.
Despite the things you've said to me, who is this that got you all gassed up? Changing your opinions on me. I was only gone for the last 2 months, but you don't have the time to wait on me. I tried with you. There's more to life than sleeping in and getting high with you. I had to let go of us to show myself what I can do. But that just didn't sit right with you. Ooh. And now you're trying to make me feel away on purpose. Now you're throwing it back in my face on purpose. Now you're throwing dirt on my name on purpose. And you don't feel no way. You think I deserve it. Feel away. I stop listening to things you say, cause you don't mean them anyway. Feel away. Maybe we just should have did things my way instead of the other way. We need to breathe. There's more to life than hearing stuff and being mean to me. We had to let go of us to show ourselves what we can be. But that just didn't sit well with me. Trying to make me feel away on purpose, throwing dirt on my name in public. You don't feel no way on purpose. I'm messing up all of Drake's words on purpose.
Careful.
Careful. Be careful. Be careful. You can never be too careful.
I'm not a singer, but BBC got me up very early in the morning.
Head away from windows, arms inside the ride. Trust me with your body, trust me with your life. Banging on the window, baby, come inside. Certainly in trouble, maybe you should hide. I'ma tell you like, don't you look up to me. Don't trust a word I say. Don't you end up like me. If you learn one thing today, don't you look up to me. Don't trust a word I say. Don't you end up like me. If you learn one thing today. Fill away, young, fill away. Maybe we just should have did things this way instead of the other way. Fill away, young parents, fill away. Maybe we should always did things this way instead of the other way.
Social experiment.
Whew. That's my favorite song, y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
She was in her feelings this whole song. So.
Ooh, fill away, fill away. Okay. a few announcements before we get going. There's a Winter Wonderland formal coming up on Friday.
Yes, there is.
Tell them about that, Liv.
Hi, guys. Again, I'm on the committee for that. It's a Winter Wonderland formal at an undisclosed location because even I don't know where it is.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's going to be a wonderful idea. I came up with the Winter Wonderland theme. It's going to be elegant. It's going to be classy. Mm-hmm. So please don't dress up like a hoochie mama. Ooh. And a playboy because I will send you out.
Ooh.
But no, seriously, it's going to be a great occasion. It's going to be good food, nice time.
I'm not going either.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The worst.
My mic not even on.
It is on,
let me
child.
Say something.
How you know?
Because your light's on. Shit.
Yeah, it's on.
Now it's on.
Ben was on. So.
I did it too just now. I was like,
yo,
back in the zone.
But yes, it's gonna be a good time. Should definitely come out. Well, if you still can, come to me or anybody on the committee. Technically, Val's on the committee, but she's been slacking.
I can't afford to go.
Mad shade has been thrown right now.
You can throw some shade and some money over here so I can go.
$15 ticket.
$15.
$15.
That's to show up and show out.
Right. It's for food and transportation. We're not just asking you $15 for no reason.
Yeah, sure. It is cool,
guys. You think I wanted to get $15? I'm
also,
on the committee. Come
next
on
Thursday. Next Thursday, ASB will be selling triple decker brownies.
Oh, yeah.
For $3 each or 2 for $5. That is next Thursday, December 8th, between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. You can order on their Facebook page that I've been privately invited to.
Dope.
Okay.
There's also something else going on tomorrow.
It is. I don't remember.
It's something about Don Juan's.
Oh, Don Juan's for the line.
Flime?
Flime. Flime. Friends of.
Friend.
Flime is an organization. Flime is not.
It's Flime.
Flime. Friends of Madagascar students, yeah.
Malagasy
students, sorry.
That's not the way it's said, but it's for Malagasy students. You donate. It's a good initiative. Go out to Don Juan's and just do it. It'd be nice. Get you educated about what's going on.
I got some questions for y'all. First question is for Val.
Hey.
So, over the break, I went to the local drugstore and I bought some new foundation and concealer.
What's up?
I need some tips as a new makeup person. as to how I can get my makeup fleeky because my eyebrows don't come out the way I want them to be. And I don't think I do the concealer right.
FYI, Val is makeup person.
Yeah, look at her on YouTube. Go That's on why YouTube. She put her YouTube.
Val Perry.
Get ready with her. She show you all the makeup tips, but I'm sort of not getting them, so help me out. Help out all of us who's struggling on the makeup tip, please.
All right. Guys, if you're going to buy a concealer, the concealer should be at least 2 shades lighter than your foundation. Just because concealer is usually used as a highlight, like you put it under your eyes, you make a little triangle shape underneath your eyes, you make a little break, like a little line down your nose, and then you make a little V where your chin is, and then a V where your forehead is, and you highlight, but you put your foundation on, like, after you put your concealer on, before you blend your concealer, you put everything on, and then you blend it together seamlessly with a wet beauty blender, so it looks more like skin when the beauty blender is wet, and you use it to blend it together.
Oh, so my beauty blender need to be damp.
Yes, damping your beauty blender.
Oh,
I did not know that.
Tips and tricks, guys.
I've been using dry blenders, and I put my foundation on, and I blend that in, then I put the concealer on, then I blend that in. With the dry beauty blender. I'm wondering why I ain't getting no results. I'm like, what's going on?
Nothing's changed.
I'm like, why are everybody looking all fleeky? Mine looking crusty. I'm like, all right.
But you should also use a powder if you want to use those things, like a translucent or
a baking powder. I need to bake my face.
Yeah, you should bake.
Baking is expensive.
You better get that $1 NYX. What are you talking about?
Oh, they got $1 NYX baking.
I'm pretty sure they got that $1 ELF.
What?
Mm. Okay, I don't even know how to bake. We're going to have to figure this out together.
I know what it looks like,
yeah. But I'm like,
I don't know how to do it either. I just know you put it on there, then you wipe it away with a brush.
We're going to figure it out. We all going to figure it out together.
Always use a highlighter. Your face looks a little dull if you put on highlight all your face. A highlighter. And when you do them eyebrows, it's not about the application of the brow.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how you clean it up with the concealer, guys. So you could just slap on some brow powder or some little pomade or a little pencil, whatever you want to use. But it's about how you clean it up with the concealer. Because I definitely just like, I'm just put this on right quick and let me clean it up with a little brush. And then actually, that's when you really found out that you're on fleek, is when you actually clean up your eyebrows.
All right, but look, when I put the concealer on, right? I put it on around the edges of the eyebrows, whatever. But when I go to blend it, I pull it down, right? Pull it down and then pull it up. So what do I do with that pulled up, pulled down? Am I supposed to have like a little outline around my eyebrows, or am I supposed to blend that all the way in?
It's supposed to be very subtle. So it could be there, but it's not supposed to be like halo. Like that's what they call it, like halo brow. The light marks.
Okay.
It's supposed to be blended with your foundation that you put on your forehead. Like,
okay.
Afterwards.
But I can have a little bit of outline.
A little bit. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it should be like a 2.
But how is it 2 noticeable?
Not very
hard.
Okay. Okay.
Tips and tricks, guys.
And one more thing. For eyeliner, right? I'm trying to do the upper eyeliner, but it's not working.
Man, bump that.
Up.
I hate upper eyeliner.
I'm trying to do the upper eyeliner, but it's not. I don't want to do a wing. I just want to do the upper eyeliner. I just want a line.
Just get real close to your lash line. Like, I usually have to put my hand on my face like this. So you should probably do that before you put your little makeup on.
Do you do the eyes first?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I put on eyeshadow, I'm going to put my eyes. I'm going to do my eyes first. Just because of the fallout. And like, if I put on eyeliner and I like do like this, I can still clean it up with my concealer.
Mm-hmm.
Also a good thing. Concealer is good for cleaning up like eyeshadow. You put it like at the ends of your
eyes. I don't use eyeshadow. I just want eyeliner.
Yeah. But your eyelids are rather small, so you should be the type of person who don't wear eyeliner and just bang with the eyeshadow.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was tripping. I was looking, I was like, I don't think I got the eyes for the eyeliner.
Yeah,
for the
upper. Eyes.
Okay.
That was really weird.
Because she did ask us to do her eyeliner, and I was like,
but I'm like,
I'm like,
her eyes not fit for the eyeliner? Mom, if you're listening, your eyes ain't for the eyeliner. Yeah. All right.
Hi, Mama Tracy.
Hey.
You listening?
We miss you.
Thanks again.
And Liv, I have a question. How do you make those cupcakes that you make?
Them jokes are bad.
Because I need to know.
Them jokes is
I need to know every ingredient.
I make cupcakes from scratch, guys.
Spice cupcakes. I don't know what they
I make pumpkin spice cupcakes. They taste like sweet potato pie.
They do.
With a house-made
cream cheese icing.
Yeah.
Oh, icing. I eat y'all.
Yeah, she put a little fancy thing on top this time. It was like a little candy icing. I was like, what's this?
Like a little decoration on it that you can eat. It's edible.
I bit into it. I was like, oh, you can eat this.
Yeah, it's edible. It's edible.
I was scared at first. I was like, hold on. Is this
I wouldn't put some on the cup. Can't eat. Dang it. But it's a lot to this. You have to get pumpkin puree, pumpkin spice, brown sugar, regular sugar, 2 eggs, vegetable oil, confectioner sugar.
Oh my God, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar, but the confectioner sugar is for only the icing.
Oh, okay.
You need vanilla extract, you need a lot of cinnamon.
Oh.
Cinnamon is the key, guys. Cinnamon is always low-key the key when it comes to baking.
Mm-hmm.
Very important key. You definitely should bake before you make the icing.
Yeah.
Don't make the icing first. It's going to take too long. It's going to harden up by the time you're ready to ice your cupcakes.
Nice tip.
But yeah.
You got the icing squeezy thing?
Nope. I don't do all that.
How do you do that?
You put it in a Ziploc bag, you cut the end, and you you go to town. Hood tips. Must say. I bake it with Liv. Ooh, that should be on your vlog.
Especially
with
you in the hood.
Right. That should be on your vlog, Val. You're going to show me bacon.
Bacon with Liv.
Bacon with Liv.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hood tips.
Yes, hood tips.
Hood tips. Look out for that within the next 3 days, y'all. Tips.
Who
hood
buying
tips.
All this ingredients so I can make these cupcakes in 3 days?
I'm talking about we're just giving.
We could do bacon another day when we got enough money for all them tips. Yeah. All them hungry.
Hood tips. That's cute though. We should do that. Yes.
Hood tips.
Look up
coming
for that.
To you tonight after I write this paper.
Right.
We ain't doing nothing till I write.
Oh, it's getting real, man. We coming down to the wire, y'all. Like
this is crazy.
We almost done. Go kick rocks.
But she over here cracking. I'm like, all right.
But nah, definitely got 3 group projects and 3 final finals.
Mm. My Africana final is come back with 1 page of bulleted notes.
Oh
no,
sorry. She playing games. Why is that like only the?
No, she definitely got video projects that she's supposed to be doing that she didn't do yet,
which will be done. Oh, like in a heartbeat. What you mean? I can do that class work in my sleep.
Can you?
Can I?
Can you?
She a little cocky, guys.
Yeah, you hear this?
Those are A's on that joke.
I ain't trying to be like low key shady, but we've been talking for a minute, and I know they probably don't want to hear us talk no more.
Let's get to the crankage.
I said, can we play some music? We only played 1 song.
What you about to play?
I want to play some Meek Millie. Because I'm from Philly.
No, don't play Meek Mill.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yes, we are.
No.
Oh, coming to y'all live. Meek Mill. Posing.
I want some different type of niggas. We on a different type of time. Go get the money, them niggas. This begin, not a lie. I turn that 1 into a 2. I turn that point into a 9. Hey, hey,
yeah.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey. You know how froze that is. Hey, look at my neck, damn. Hey, you know how froze that is. Hey, look at my wrist, yeah. You know how froze that is. Hey, look at my fist, yeah. You know how froze that is. Hey. Brady then.
movie. I'm living through a Scorsese lens. Get at me and deep throat the 380 done. Pussy wet, Swiffer jet. Come through on that bigger jet. We land in them new ports. No, babe, not cigarettes. Clear ports, Air Force. Sweats on with a big diamond. Make it stare at my hands, even though I am not miming. Different type of money. You want a different type of broke. Any of you just say Nikki. You want a different type of coke. I just be sitting in the mansion, taking a dip inside the pool. We don't go out without assassins. We on some different type of rules. I'm a rock star, scratch my guitar. Diamonds on my ring and on my arms. Meek and I still live together, related, girl, y'all. Frostbite on my pussy ring, watch me flex on y'all.
Back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, and you are currently in the zone with Trey, Val, and Liv because Zay is not here today. I got a question, y'all.
What's up?
I was on Twitter the other day, as I'm always am, and I was scrolling, right? And I saw a lot of people retweet this one tweet that said, nowadays, being a girl.
Did you see that?
No.
nowadays, being a girl, you can either, you either two things, right? In a relationship, right? You either you either stupid because you with the same guy who cheated on you for more than 20 times, or you a hoe. Excuse me. Because you gave the same, you gave only one chance to 20 different guys. You gave one guy 20 chances, so you stupid, or you gave 20 guys one chance, so you nailed.
Why is that my only option?
That's what I wanted.
I don't understand.
So I'm confused.
I'm confused too, because you don't have to. It depends on what these men, these 20 different men, has done to this one female. You know what I'm saying? No, some people don't deserve more than one chance. Some people just deserve multiple chances, because some people are not accustomed to ever being in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? They are always used to being alone, so they only know how to act and react to their own, you know, tendencies. So people don't understand what it's like to be in a relationship, and you don't necessarily like everything that this person is doing, but you so-called in love with them. But people these days act like you can't leave a person if they give you gifts and they do this and do that. But when a girl is staying with the same person that's cheating on her, she's also stupid.
What kills me is the fact that it's not your relationship. So why should it concern you about how I'm stupid or I'm a hoe if it's not your relationship? Mm-hmm. I chose to be with this person, or I chose not to be with this person. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with you. Are you mad that I'm not with you? Is that why you say I'm stupid? Is that why you say I'm a hoe? Because I didn't want you? Please,
I'm about to pull up this,
correct yourself. Right, fix yourself. Don't ever come stupid like that, because that's a dumb, that's a dumb tweet.
That.
Like,
I saw that retweeted a couple of times, and I'm just like, I don't get it. Why is those the only two choices? Like,
what kills me is that it's always some guy that's just this one salty guy that will say some stuff like that, and we gotta figure out what's wrong with him. What? No, that's not my problem. Fix yourself. Stop being mad at girls because what they did to you. Maybe there's something wrong with you. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I'm showing Tracy this tweet that's basically saying these girls ain't nothing because this guy had given her a lot of gifts and take a lot of cute pictures with her and stuff like that. And
that's not a relationship.
She was
though.
Like, I'm not feeling it anymore. And I just want to touch on the fact that no matter what somebody can give you materialistically, like, that's not going to constitute it as a relationship, just getting gifts. If that's the case, Santa Claus been my boyfriend.
Right. Shoot, Santa Jesus, Claus. My boyfriend. He brought me into
bless
this
me.
World.
Amen. Hello.
Hello.
I'm just like, social media has really hyped up what it means to be in a relationship. You
oh
know what I'm
God.
Saying?
Social
not even hyped
media
up, but degraded
everything.
It. Like,
if I don't love you and you, I mean, you doing a lot, you may be providing, that's nice and all, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I love you. I could be returning the favor and you're not feeling me either. Like, be for real. Stop playing games. I don't understand. Relationships are stupid, guys. Honestly.
Don't let social media tell you what a relationship should and shouldn't be off of no memes and no cute photos and no cute GIFs, y'all. Don't let social media degrade and or hype up your relationship.
Your relationship is your relationship, and when nobody else can tell you how to be in your relationship.
Too many people live through social media. That's not cute.
People are nosy.
If you get one. All right. Just put his initials and keep it the hell moving.
Keep it pushing.
Anyways, speaking of relationships, we're going
to
get
she about
to
put on this corny song, y'all.
This is one of my favorite songs ever. And we're going to get it popping up in this song. It is Ray J.
One wish.
The saltiest person of all time.
Then she still leaves our mics on.
Damn, baby. I just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room, cause she couldn't be alone. See, your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt. Back then we were in school, and that's your favorite excuse. See, growing up I was a fool, and I can't lie, I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. Here's my wish list.
One. searching, I'll go. Then I can have you for sure. Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. So girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling is make-believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself into some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I will create a heart-changing love. I'll take yours and believe it all the way up.
Wow, not sure what happened there.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Your mic's not even on, shorty.
Like, Mama, no, I'm sorry.
Technical difficulties.
I don't know what you're having.
Hello.
Wow, that was salty.
the song's
still playing.
Oh my goodness.
Apple Music is
tried on
the. No, phone. It's not Apple Music. It's the technical difficulties of the radio show that we're in currently.
So yeah, the radio show's been having a little bit of difficulties, guys. Please bear with us as we get together.
Get away, get to sit down, let's talk it out, one on one, without a crowd. I wanna it ain't your spit came, it's your dick came. That got me walking around ready to wear your big chain. I only argue with them when the Lakers on. Other than that, I'm getting my Marc Jacobs on. But my dick ain't so cold that he always seen to come back. Cause he know that it be a rap when I'm riding it from the back. Wait, oh, let me see your phone. Cause all them bitches is ratchet. And now let me get in my truck. Cause all them bitches are catchin'. Wait, damn, there I go again. I be trippin', I be flippin', I be so belligerent. Man, this shit that we be fightin' over so irrelevant. I don't even remember though, I was probably hella bent. Let's go.
Hey guys.
What's up?
We back.
After that travesty of a song.
Oh, no. Dang. Anyways, let me tell y'all what y'all was just listening to since we've been on air, because I didn't tell y'all. If you are just now tuning in, I played Feel No Ways Drake song, but it was covered by Chance the Rapper. If you did not hear that, you missed out. Then I played a song off of Meek Mill's new DC4 album. If you haven't heard it, check it out. I think it's pretty cool. It song was Froze featuring Lil Uzi and Nicki Minaj.
Nicki's song, part of the song could have been gone, but yeah.
Honestly.
Then I decided to play a Drake song, Fake Love. I've been there so long, it looked like up to me. Yeah. And then we had a little conversation about relationships in a really weird way. So I decided to play some sentimental music. I played One Wish by Ray J. If I had one wish, yeah. And then I played Right By My Side, Nicki Minaj featuring Chris Brown. I can't sleep. And then I played a song that I really liked called Black Roses off Trey Songz' Ready album.
Wrong with the song. It's all right.
Black Roses. Yes.
He
sounds
yes. like he's still going through all
phase. He just sound like a lamb.
His
it's okay.
Y'all ain't gonna come, but y'all not.
But Trey Songz is cute. So
yesterday was Trey Songz' birthday. He turned 32. Ooh, oh my gosh. He old.
That's so weird to think.
He like 12 years older than me. That is, he old.
He's 12 years older than us.
No, he like 13 years older than y'all.
Technically. Still 12. Though.
But guess what?
Chicken butt, what?
I got 2 externships.
Yes.
Liddy.
I'm going to be working with the Sixers.
It's funny because the last time I was co-hosting this show, we was just talking about these externships, y'all.
I was talking about how I just applied for them and I was ready to see which one I got. And then I ended up getting 2. So I'm out here doing it. Anyways, let's do a freestyle right here on air. All right,
what?
Oh, I can't curse, so I can't.
You can't be freestyle.
This can be a nice little freestyle. All
right.
I need a beat. Come on.
Wow.
You want to do? Oh, I'll do the beat.
Nah.
I'll do the backup.
I want to do the beat.
Go ahead. All
right. We in the zone, Zay and Trey, but cause we here taking the place. We on the radio show freestyling. I feel like I'm Iggy Azalea cause I can't rhyme. I just wanna hit this track. I just wanna hit your girl back. That's it.
Alright, next.
Stop.
Next. Alright, come on, Liv. Ooh. I'll give you a different beat.
Who? I don't rap, I sing.
Alright, sing a freestyle. God. Let me see.
You trying to get me to sing?
Let me see, I gotta think of a singing beat now.
I don't do this.
Boom. Boom.
You really want me to sing, don't you?
She's
black, y'all. I'm serious. She is black, y'all. She is black. That's for sure.
I don't know what that was. Keep him going. Wild.
If I'm singing, I'll just sing.
I ain't got no internet. Like, I'm supposed to throw something on the ox. I ain't got no internet.
If I'm singing, I'll just sing a cappella next time.
Go ahead.
All right. Want me to tell them the next song?
Nope. Because just play my internet is right back.
Keep them in suspense.
All right.
I want to play this song that my mom used to always play in the car.
What song is
that? Ooh, baby.
Play it.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Here it go. I ain't gonna tell y'all what it is. Y'all just
by Mama Trey.
Listen. Thanks, Mom, for letting me listen to this great song.
See, I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? Baby, there is only one for me. You have made that possibility. We could take that step to see if this is really. Now what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, so. So, you made me so, 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 so. Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. Oh, don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, so. So, 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 so. You made me so, 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 so.
Slow.
me with your beauty, your cutie. A butterfly tattoo right above your navel. Your belly button appears too, just like I like it, girl. Come and take a walk with me. You'll be impressed by the game that I kick to you.
Back in the zone with Zay and Trey. Zay is not here, but you are in the zone with Trey, Val, and Liv.
Hi. Hey!
Hey, and that was our show. We have 3 minutes left, so you know I gotta end you off with a very special person. A radio show is not complete without some no-name Diddy Boppin', because I like to Diddy Bop. You know, so we got 3 minutes left. I'm gonna let y'all hear this Diddy Bop. And hopefully that we can make it to her her show next year in March.
Ooh, yes. Don't forget to tune in my show tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Something to do with Liv and Ben. I'm Liv. Ben's not here, but I'm promoting our show. So
what time is it?
9 o'clock.
9 to 10. Tune
yes,
in.
Bless,
something
yes.
to do with Liv and Ben.
Please tune in. Yes. Hey, enjoy your show. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Sound like Mississippi sippy cup. Baby turn bibby up. Henny invented the catalyst for happiness in my cup. This sound like kiddies on the playground. Mama was running up. Ooh, you about to get your ass beat. This sound like niggas complaining when they bitches like Razzy. B2K in the stereo. We juke in the backseat. Or juke in the basement. In love with my K-Swiss. This feel like jumping in the pool and I'm knowing I can't swim. Ooh, you about to get your ass beat.
feet for stealing that $20. Like, baby, just ask me. Mama said she loved us. When the lights was off, we had to stay with cousins. Granny at the BBQ with 50 as husband. Summertime, city lights, shot town, my town, my town. After school matters, like I'm needing that stipend right now. Kindercut parking lot, got caught with the blunt, like wow, wow. Run, run, run. Mama's take him home before the street lights do. Ice cream on my front porch and my new FUBU and my A1s too. Watching my happy block, my whole neighborhood hit the diddy bop.
This summer growing out my clothes, with stars in my pocket, dreaming about making my hood glow. This sound like every place I would go if I could fly. This feel like every summertime, fall asleep dreaming about all the places I could go. And every one of them feels so close, still chasing time. And I am not a star, I am a meteor on a crash course towards Earth, across the cosmos, versus Perseus to the father of his birth, to tell the truth that I'm his real son. Get blocked, I'm a built one. Get blocked, I'm a built two. Hope that you see it's a staircase. Still pray for a fair day, where they give a fair race to the Melnate and the Dogons and the Essays and the fair face. Keith H when I pill paint. Rain bars with a pink blue and a sea foam type of green hue make a clear space. Stop overreacting, it's past my curfew, I'm out after six. Happily making my accident, mama gon' whoop on my ass again. Pray that I'm making my way before eight and I might have to sneak in the back again. Hope that Memorial traffic in, hope that she's stopping for gas again. Girl, I just wanna relax again, pray you gon' bring this shit back again. Pray you gon' bring this shit back again, I know.
Run, 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 mama say come home before the street lights do. Ice cream on my front porch and my new FUBU and my A1s too. Watching my happy block, my whole neighborhood hit the diddy.
This summer like growing out my clothes, with stars in my pocket, dreaming about making my hood glow. This sound like every place I would go if I could fly. This feel like every summertime, fall asleep dreaming about all the places I could go. And every one of them feels so close, still chasing time.
Watching my happy block, my whole neighborhood hit the diddy.